because his kissing was a little bit too extreme for
me. My gosh, it looked like he was trying to eat a hamburger. What up, what up?
What up, we back.
We back. So this is kind of take two.
Take two.
Kind of take two because I'm at a new house and we tried to do it on my back porch and my neighbor's dogs.
We let the dogs out.
Yeah, my neighbors have like Cujo and Beethoven and they're in the backyard. Yes. I don't know, playing fetch or something.
We try being cool men doing podcasts about The Bachelorette out in nature and no, just didn't work out.
So now we came in.
We needed our modern luxuries like Brady.
In our Lululemon sweatpants.
In our Lululemon pants.
Like your boy Hunter.
Yes. Well, Luke, but yes.
Luke, yeah, Luke. Luke.
Yeah. I had told him that he got that he got a shout out. He was quite happy.
Oh, he's happy?
Yeah.
He didn't know we bashed him for paying $100 for
sweatpants.
Sweatpants. So yeah. We first week. This is kinda like where the name of our podcast comes from.
I know. The limo entrances.
Out of the limo.
Out of the limo.
Rachel's awesome. That was like the first thing we talked about.
She is definitely a star.
How cool she is, how she takes everything in stride. She's not like stuck up.
Yeah, she rolled with some good stuff.
She seemed really cool. I mean, she got tickled and
a deuce rape molested her, yes. And she just laughed it off. The awkward Dean line about once you go black, never go back. She rolled that one off.
She's like, oh yeah, I found it cool or whatever. Yeah,
which was a complete lie. But
you're just so full of crap.
Yeah.
Her little intro at the beginning, you know, they did a little intro. I'm like, hey, who's Rachel?
Yeah.
I didn't really notice anywhere in Dallas that they shown, but you know, we're both here in Dallas. So Dallas is getting love again. And I guess it will again later in the season, but
yeah, the hometown
dates. They didn't have this scene to where like all we've known about Rachel is that she's a lawyer and she's from Dallas, kind of.
Yeah,
but they showed like extensively her on the court playing
hooping
it up.
Yeah,
like she's some WNBA star.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I guess she didn't look bad.
Not too bad. Not too bad. You know, she had some handles.
And Michael got sent home the first one.
I know. That's like what I was thinking. Like,
they could have hooped together.
Yeah. Obviously, her passion for basketball isn't that extreme. Or Michael might have made it past 1 week.
My favorite thing about that little intro is they're shooting these like shots, and she's on like a college campus or some type of campus.
Okay.
And she's sitting on this stone and these elderly women walk past her and they're like hugging her and like giving her advice right there on the sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them hugs her and says, now don't you go sleeping with all of them. And I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yes. Hopefully she doesn't pull a Caitlyn.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Oh goodness.
Caitlyn.
We can't take that.
Is she still with Nosling or whatever we call him?
Schnozling.
Schnozling.
Schnozling. I don't know. I think the greatest thing, though, was if she did hook up with Lucas.
Oh, my gosh.
And just see what the wabooms would be like in that scenario.
So there was a couple guys. So obviously, our first podcast for this season, we went through each contestant and their questionnaire on ABC.
Yes, yes.
And so we formed our opinions based off their answers.
Yeah.
And their picture.
Yeah. which was interesting, yeah, like seeing all of this, because like some people, their questionnaires were just so awful that it made me like hate them.
Yeah.
Like Brady wasn't like that bad. I mean, he did like the whole like ice breaking sledgehammer thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't like look that bad, but all I could think of was Lululemon pants and modern luxuries.
And there was people too that like it worked. You know, like Dean. I mean, like,
yeah.
I know I was like hating on Dean hard.
Yeah. I actually have Dean in my guys that I like.
Yeah. Like
he kind of like won me over.
He wasn't that bad.
No.
The first night.
Yeah. No, he had like the skinny floral tie on.
Yeah.
He had his
that
like
looked good.
Slim suit on. He like was like the white guy, but I feel like he could hang in like any situation. Like, I didn't feel like he was like Rob or something.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Rob
got out of the car or out of the limo And I literally said, who is that? Like, because in his picture, he didn't have glasses.
No, yeah.
It looked like he was a little heavier on the this opening night compared to his picture. I don't know. It took me a little bit.
Our wife said that he looked like Tom Cruise. And the whole picture, time, I'm like, this is nothing like Tom Cruise.
In his picture,
yes.
Not first night.
Yeah.
So that was a fun laugh when he got out of the limo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have like random like one words for different people in their out of the limo thing. You know, Brian came out and said, hey, I'm from Colombia.
Well, yeah. And so what are your feelings on Brian? Obviously, he was the guy that got the first impression rose.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. He was very smooth.
Yeah.
Barb instantly was like, he's a player. I don't trust him.
Instantly. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I think he last.
He kind of has some Josh Murray vibes too.
Yeah, you said Josh Murray, and I was like, okay.
I mean, I feel like he's like smooth dude who's going to sweep Rachel off of her feet, but there's no like, but he's just like, dude is a 37-year-old chiropractor who uses his hands to like seduce women.
And he used that too.
He definitely did. He's
like, I'm good with my hands.
Yeah, not good with his mouth because his kissing was a little bit too extreme for
me. My gosh, it looked like he was trying to eat a hamburger.
Yes, he was trying to swallow her. It was so weird.
He's like, what is going on, dude? But
somehow Rachel liked it, though.
I guess it worked.
I don't know, man.
He was in my maybe category only because of his age. I was like, all right, he's 37.
Yeah.
And Rachel, I think, will like that.
Yeah.
Besides that. And I did like when they had their, like, alone time. And he was just, like, straight out, first convo. Hey, like, I don't want something serious. Like, he wasn't there to play around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was cool. I think he's definitely here to stay for a while.
Yes. I think, yeah, like, I didn't have him in the top four. I probably should put him in top four, but I'm just having like a hard time. He's just such a good player.
He's not my top four.
Yeah.
My same top four is still there, but before the out of the limo thing, I kind of skipped over this time. They did like a few background things on a couple of guys.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how they picked these guys, but they did. They just said, hey, let's meet a few of our contestants.
Yeah.
And they showed their hometown, kind of what they're about.
Yeah.
So they had Diggy.
Diggy.
And Diggy has shoes.
Diggy moved up for me.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
yeah.
So fly.
Yeah.
Loves his fashion. Yeah.
Yeah, he had over like 250 pairs of shoes.
How cool like Diggy. Like, Diggy was cool.
I don't know how much money he spent.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Yeezys. He had J's. He had it all.
Yeah.
But I forgot what his number he said, how many shoes he said he had.
Yeah. It was like 200 something.
Yeah.
I want to say. Dude looked like Moe's Bose from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could be brothers.
But just like a cooler yes, he could be. Yeah. Yes.
Diggy and Moe.
Yeah.
They also had Blake.
Oh, goodness.
Blake E.
Yeah. Was not feeling Blake going into it.
I don't remember everything he said. All I have beside his name on my notepad whenever I watch the show, I have Blake and then Dash, and I just have written down penis.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
And I only put that word is because he like openly talked about it
numerous times.
And it was super awkward.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you could, if you want to go back and watch that, don't watch it. But
it was just instantly write him off.
Yeah. And it was just so weird because he wasn't talking about it from the beginning.
No. Yeah.
He just went into like, hey, this is where I'm from and what I do. And then just went into like, this is what I'm like.
And I had a girlfriend once, and we just liked having sex.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Why did it go there?
It escalated very quickly.
But man, I still have Jack Stone in my top four.
You do.
But I don't love him anymore.
No?
Because of one reason. I have a hatred for this one item, and it pisses me off, and I can't stand it.
What in the world?
Freaking little dog thrower where it throws the tennis ball for you.
Wait, what?
I hate that thing.
What?
It kills me.
What a weird thing to hate.
No. Here's the thing. If you have a dog.
Yes.
And you have a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Just throw the dang ball. And even if you're not very athletic and you can't throw it very well.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it underhanded.
But if
do
you
anything.
But if you have like a giant like athletic dog, you gotta like
chunk
that thing.
Just wing that thing. Nah, he is one of those dudes. I make fun of these dudes everywhere I ever see a dude using this,
this is
thing.
So wild.
And it dry like Barb.
This
she,
is a hot take.
She
right
cracks
here.
Me up all the time because she's like, "Oh my gosh, there's a thing you hate," and I just I make fun of every dude who has one of those throwers, and they put the ball in the thrower, and then they do the throwing motion with the stick. I'm like, "You are throwing it."
Yeah.
And it shows Jack Stone with his dog, which looks like a golden doodle.
Yes.
And he has one of the throwers. And I just instantly said, nope, nope, done.
This
don't
is
like
hysterical.
Jack Stone. I
oh
hate him
gosh.
Now. I hate him because he has one of those sticks.
See, he just looks creepy. He just looks creepy and shady to me, so I just don't like him.
Yeah. I still think he goes far, but
yeah, he was in like the little trailer thing for the whole season.
Yeah.
But meh.
That's when they is that when she said, "Have you ever brought home a black girl?"
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And instantly, is that a random question or is that like before the hometown?
I think it's, it's probably like leading up to it. I think that's just going to just be like a theme throughout the whole season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that could happen next episode.
Well, yeah, like she's going to have, she's going to ask every single guy that.
Yeah. And they haven't really brought it up whenever for Nick, that was like her central storyline of when Nick went to meet her family.
Yes,
like,
which was a little annoying, but
yeah, super annoying. Yeah. So now, okay. any like just random dudes? We're not gonna go through each guy when he came in. Josiah made me laugh so hard when he got out of the car and he dropped. Since he's a lawyer, she's a lawyer.
Man, yeah.
And he said something like, I forgot the first joke he said with her. It was something with lawyer stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then he walked away and he said, "See you later, litigator."
That is Josiah right there. He tries presenting himself like he's like this like big time dude. Like he tries presenting himself like he's DeMario.
Yeah.
But really, he's like Mo from Mo's Bo's. He's just like this little like nerdy like little kid. I just wasn't feeling him the whole time. They're making it seem like he's a front runner, but
I like him.
I feel like he's trying too hard.
I like his story. I like
his story's good.
Yeah,
his story's good.
His story. They showed his story before too.
Yeah,
and it was like a heartbreaker.
But yeah,
story.
He like cut his brother down whenever he was like 8 years old from killing himself. Like, don't even like that's like one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
I know. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, Josiah cracked me up. He is a little cocky.
Yeah, but just not feeling him. He swore he was getting that first rose.
Oh, he thought he had it in the bag.
And he did not.
And he played the douchebag like role with Mohit.
And, like, I know, yes.
Yeah.
Mohit had too many mojitos and and Josiah was just like trying to purposely troll him.
Yeah.
And
he's come on, man. This is
what you
need to
do. It just went too far. It just went too far for me.
It just reminds me of stuff like in school. That's like a form of bullying.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Yes. Taking that kid that's just trying to fit in or something like, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, bro. Anything you want to throw out there?
I like DeMario. Dude is just like a good-looking, slick dude.
He's too cocky for me.
See, I understand, but I can look past that cockiness for some reason. I just don't know. I'm feeling Kenny. Kenny is such like an interesting dude because he seems so nice and tender and genuine, and then he's a wrestler.
Yeah, I don't get that, but he's saying like his daughter stuff was cute.
Yeah,
like
I don't think Rachel's gonna want to be a mom like a 10-year-old like he said his like daughter's age.
Yeah,
it's one thing if she's like 2 and she or like 3 or like really like cute. Right now she's getting into like she's like jumping all over the cute stuff and getting into like boy drama and like teenage angst. you don't need that. So.
Are you going to buy Lee's song on iTunes?
Oh my goodness, Lee. Like, say another profession. Say that you are a tickle monster before you say that you are a singer-songwriter and produce the lamest song I've ever heard. It sounded like growling. It was not real singing.
I know I'm not Justin Bieber.
That's all I remember. That's all I remember.
That's really all I remember, too.
He brought this expensive-looking guitar and didn't even play it well. It was all just very weird.
Yeah. I will say this about Jonathan, the tickle monster.
Oh my gosh.
There wasn't a guy that we talked about in his bio, in his questionnaire, that we gave this perception about him that it was not perfectly spot on like Jonathan.
It was perfect.
I mean, he's so dang creepy, man.
Oh my goodness. Like, never. There's like a rule where you never make a girl close her eyes and then touch her. That's just like too far. You're crossing a line, bro. And he grabs her so forcefully. And oh my gosh.
He's like, he reminds me of, this is super random reference, but the creepy guy on Silence of the Lambs that was actually the killer. And I know this is super random, but he's like he has like people, you know, he's like a killer and he has these like bodies and like whatever in his like basement. And it's just super weird. And I'm like, this is Jonathan.
Like every one of his interactions with the camera, I thought he was trying to like make a joke, but he wasn't.
No. And he tickled her and he's like, see inside.
Yeah.
And like walked off.
It was such a bad exit.
I've never seen a tip of somebody's nose that points directly at the ground. That was different.
Okay.
Yes. I noticed that about it. But yeah, Jonathan, and he made it past the rose ceremony. So
dumb. Oh my gosh.
So that was awesome.
When are we going to get to Lucas? Do we skip over him? Waboom.
I don't even, like, when he was doing his thing, I just sat there. I didn't even have a reaction.
Yeah, I'm like,
so I'm just watching it, and I'm just like, I don't even know what to think of you.
Yeah. The time where, like, I was, like, okay with it until he did the stupid couch one where he falls off of the couch and then pauses for 2 seconds, and then everyone else just starts moving. They're just, like, tired of his little shtick, and then he does his little boom thing. And I'm like, no.
I just liked when DeMario said, all right, so which one of y'all are the crazy one? And then Lucas comes in a little bit later and does his thing. He's like, okay, there he is.
We found him.
I did like that. I did like, Lucas was super dumb, but I told you this before we recorded.
Yeah.
The time I laughed, I actually genuinely laughed when he was sitting on one, or he's down on one knee with his megaphone, looking like out the like archway, doing a play-by-play with
like narrating
Rachel and somebody.
Yes.
Rachel looks excited right now, and he's making a move, and I just thought that was the funniest thing.
So bad. What are your feelings on Creeper Fred?
Creeper? You think he's a creeper?
With the yearbook. Dude is so monotonous. Like, he has like this monotone.
Yeah.
And he's not like, he I should be more. If like DeMario had done that, I would have been fine. But Fred has no personality to back up.
Bro. DeMario had been flipping open that yearbook. He's like, bro, you want to see the next star? You want to see the head, the president of the class? This is DeMario. No.
Hey, you need some confidence to win a girl like Rachel. That's all I'm saying.
Fred just shows up. Hey, this is Frederick.
Fred is so boring. Fred, just go
Frederick,
home.
2 pages later, it's you, Rachel.
Yeah. I especially like, if you're in 8th, 9th grade... thinking, like, I remember the exact same thing of, like, being in 9th grade and looking over, like, 3rd, 4th graders. If that girl came to me one day, I'd be like, bounce off. Like, that's, like, too weird. Can't do it. Can't do it.
What about Milton? Rawr.
Rawr. I can't purr.
I can't either. That's probably a good thing.
I can't purr. Oh my goodness, Lord.
Milton was so dang weird with his purring.
And yes.
Got him sent home. This is also the guy who said he was Kobe in his rec league or whatever it was.
Yes, where he, yeah. But my favorite was how dude starts crying like at the end. And I'm like, oh, he really felt for Rachel. No,
this is one of my biggest pet peeves,
he starts crying. He's like, I had so many fly outfits and I'm just not able to wear them.
I didn't even get to show them.
Like, yes.
I'm the best looking guy here.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of my pet peeves is always people who cry after the first night. Like, crying on the show at all gets to me.
Sure.
But crying after the first night, I mean, we're talking like a couple hours. And
well, they're actually there for like a long time. So, like, whenever they are walking out, it's daylight.
Yeah.
It's like 7 a.m.
So, one night.
They've been there for like 12 hours, like at least.
You've talked to Rachel probably a total of 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, exactly.
And the dude's balling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more like his bank account is hurting.
Because he maxed out that credit card for outfits.
Because, dude, like, their suits were so good. Like, they looked fly.
Jamie said his cost, what, $2,000?
$2,000. And that wasn't even, like, the best one.
No.
I can't even believe that. I have, like, my Forever 21 suit where I just went in, like, got a jacket for $40 and
not $2,000.
That's what I'm repping.
What about Jedediah dropped a Bible verse.
Oh my goodness. How did he get there? If Jedediah can get on this reality TV show, any human being on the planet.
He has to be Amish and he just shaved his beard. Or he's off that show like Amish Go Rogue or whatever it is.
I think there had to have been like a storyline or like a purpose to him. And that never blossomed. I just don't know.
He was gone so fast.
So fast. So fast.
Anthony's a sneaky, like...
Not feeling him.
Oh, no, I'm not feeling him either. But in, like, that promo, but he's got in a
ton of that stuff.
They show him, like, kissing her. Yeah. I'm like, bro, yeah. I never thought you'd even get the sniffer.
No. Yes. Exactly. No, his like, bald head. Just not feeling it. He's kind of, like, creeping me out. Can't do it. Matt in the penguin suit.
I don't like costumes, so.
Yeah, not feeling that at all.
He's weird.
Alexis, so there was that time whenever the girls tried giving Rachel, like, pep talks.
Yeah.
And Alexis goes, hey, like, don't discount anyone who's wearing a costume. And I'm like, but odds are, if you're wearing a costume, you're pretty average to begin with. And so...
Yeah.
Because as funny as Alexis was, she had no chance of ever winning that season.
No, she didn't. She was cool as heck, though.
Yeah.
She's still cool.
Yeah.
Anything else? Adam brought the doll.
That was my favorite moment. Just hands down. Like, that was my ABC moment. That was my favorite moment. Whenever the dude starts speaking in French.
So this guy gets out of the limo, brings a doll, like a miniature him as a doll.
Not even like a ventriloquist.
It's exactly what doll. I thought he was going to be. I wrote down puppet when he first got out. And it wasn't even a puppet.
I mean, I thought this was going to be that like Jeff Dunham guy, like with like the,
yeah, with the little the
jalapeno on a stick guy. But no, it ended up being...
He calls him AJ because it's Adam Jr. But what makes it so weird is when ABC takes the doll and gives it like a voice and they really start trying to act him up.
Yeah.
Makes him speak French and...
It was so funny. It's
the weirdest... I don't know.
I actually enjoyed it.
You just have to accept The Bachelor for what it is at that point.
Yes.
But Rachel wasn't having it.
No. She's
like, this is creepy.
Being like, she's like, hey, is he always going to be here? And then Adam goes, no, he's not. No,
ABC made me bring it in. This is
the producer thing where they said I could be on the second episode if if I had this doll. So I'm just here to get more FaceTime.
Oh, man. I don't really have anything. Alex walked in with a vacuum. That was super weird.
Have we talked about Peter?
No.
No?
The first guy? No. Yeah.
Our wives love Peter.
They do, and I'm not on board.
Not feeling it. I mean, Zara says he's, like, the best-looking dude, and I just don't get it. I did like whenever he walked up, like, his entrance was, hey, we both have gap teeth. And this can, like, work out well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at least you recognize this.
Yeah.
But still, there's just something off about you. Just not feeling it.
Speaking of that, did you like my team name on our fantasy app? Did you see it? Rachel's Dentist?
No, I did not see that. That's gold. Yes.
I didn't do well this week. We play, us four have a fantasy league.
Yeah.
And we each answer the questions.
I think I got, like, four questions right.
Yeah.
I did pretty good.
I got the dog's name right. I remember that.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing else about the limo entrances. They got into the house. What did we laugh about Dean with his teeth? Didn't we make fun of his teeth?
Oh, yeah. All right. So everyone who is listening, like all 12 of you, like focus on this next time.
No, we have way more than 12.
Oh, okay.
Because Michael said something last episode and we got feedback for it.
Sometimes... We can go over the line saying things. Apologies for describing.
It's hard to ride the line, but we've also have a streak now to where we haven't edited a
we've one never single done it. Episode. This is all like one take.
We just straight post it. I mean, we edit it some with some music and all that, but now we've reached a point to where I almost want to just make it a point like we never edit.
Yeah, yeah. This is all authentic.
Yeah, but we had some feedback last time, but...
Yeah, so I went a little too far. Lo siento. I'm Brian, speaking Spanish to y'all.
Brian.
What
about Dean's teeth again?
Yeah, so Dean doesn't move his teeth whenever he talks. He just, like, talks like this, but somehow somehow it sounds like
he's perfected how to talk to the, yeah, the
and,
dentist.
And it's because his teeth are so white and beautiful that he wants to show them off.
Yeah.
So check that out.
He just sits there with his teeth closed and talking.
You're like, but I do like Dean though. Like,
are Dean's you cool. a ventriloquist?
Yeah.
He can pull it off. Yeah, so him and Rachel do like a sandcastle, and that was kind of cool.
It was cool until he says that he's never done a sandcastle.
And she's like, oh, how do we do this? He's like, I've never did this before.
I don't know. Either. I've never done it. This is just something that the producers gave me. It's kind of like Adam's Stupid Doll, where if I do this, then I get to be on next episode.
They're like, somehow incorporate the sand to your life. And he was like, yeah, I moved to LA kind of because of the beach.
But I never go and make sandcastles. Oh, man. That was bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Peter offers her chocolate and says, since everyone likes chocolate. And she's like, actually, I don't like chocolate.
I like his immediate response. Well, I can just throw it in the fire. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind
of
smooth.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I got wrong. Because I said key lime pie.
Ooh.
Instead of
I
chocolate.
I forgot what I said. It wasn't chocolate,
or
though.
Or gummy bears.
No, it was the other option.
Okay, I don't even remember what that was.
I don't either. I missed it. Brian, he had his smooth talking with Rachel, and
yeah, he's just too smooth.
They made out, and she
twice.
She loved it. Yeah, twice.
Twice.
But the second time, they had an audience.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Moheat.
Moheat.
He was straight up Timon from The Lion King. He just, I don't know, just something about him. Just,
he just,
but man, he was gone. Standing,
yes, he was.
That was, I mean, he was out of it.
It was so bad. And so, yeah, he sees him kissing. And he just goes, no! I'm like, oh, Moheat. Please just go drink some water, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I hate Blake, man. This is, we didn't even make it like 3/4 of an episode before we had a guy confront another guy.
I know.
You're here for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, bro. No, you're not legit. No one's here for, like, if a dude is wearing a tank top that says, what? Well, Waboom. Don't even like feed the troll. Like, don't do it. Just leave him to his own self.
And Lucas even like calls him out and says something like, are you coming after me?
Yeah.
Or, are you coming at me, dude? Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, you're also not here for the right reasons. It's okay.
And then the rose ceremony.
Yes.
Well, okay. The first impression rose. First impression rose. Josiah thought he had it in the bag.
In the bag.
Like, already bragging.
Yeah.
And he did not get it because Rachel got swept away by the Colombian chiropractor.
Yes, yes. I like the alliteration there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good with his hands.
Yes. And
so he snagged that. I don't even know. What's, like, the percentages of people who get the first impression? Don't they always go, like, pretty far?
Rachel got it with Nick last time.
Okay.
And she made it to top three.
Yeah.
I feel like you're almost guaranteed top four.
Okay.
That's one of the scary things, because I don't want to put Brian in my top four, because he's Josh Murray to me, but I might have to.
Yeah.
Just to win the points.
Okay.
I will defy my heart for my mind, because I have to win this league after getting, like, dead last time.
Do you have a guy you absolutely hate now?
Because
you know I do.
Who is your guy?
Oh, you know my guy. I absolutely hate Eric, man.
You do, don't you?
I can't stand that
guy.
Please
explain that to me.
I didn't mind him when they showed him at the Girls Tell All.
Yeah.
But like, well, I did a little bit because he tried super hard and he was like way too cool. Because he was the guy who walked up and was like, hey girl, you're from Texas. I'm from Maryland. We here right now. And I'm like, no, bro. That's like, are you trying to do?
No.
Like, and he still, he got out of the limo, he had his, like, swag walk, and he got up there, and he still had that, like, he was just trying, like, I don't know, like, he was trying to be, like, kind of talking like John Legend some, but I'm like, you're not John Legend.
No. No one can be John Legend.
No. And it, I don't know. I can't stand it. I don't like how he carries himself. He could be a nice guy, but there's just something, some people that feel themselves, like, there's a difference between being cocky, like Josiah, little Draymond Green Jr., and DeMario, like, they're just straight cocky.
Yeah.
This guy, like, walks around and struts like he is the crap.
See, that's so interesting. Like, I got that kind of same vibe from Josiah. Like, I just, I just think that he thinks he's way cooler than he really is.
He definitely vocalizes it a lot more. We also, speaking of that, we also had two guys used the term dope in the episode.
I used the word dope.
Oh, yeah. I used it all the time.
Yeah.
But it was just really funny how Josiah was like, yeah, man, she looked dope.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
And he also said, catch me outside. How about that? Trying to use it in like a real way. And, yeah. And I'm like, nah, bro, that's like a meme. You can't try to be cool.
Like it's part of using his vocabulary. Using a 14-year-old
girl's catchphrase. Yeah. Like, that doesn't work.
She's probably trying to sue him right now.
Yes.
For using that on TV.
Yeah. But, yeah, Josiah and Peter. I'm just not feeling either of those two guys.
I like Josiah over Peter, but it looked like in the promo, Peter makes it pretty far.
Yes, yes. Sadly, you see none of Demario, or really Josiah.
Or Josiah.
And so.
It's kind of scary.
We'll see what happens.
But hope to God, like, some of these people that they show, we'll talk about it a little bit more in a little bit. It's part of my buy or sell. But I do want to mention one guy. It's funny because I haven't mentioned him because he's both of our winners, is Will.
Will, yes.
Both of us have Will taking on the final rose.
I don't know why. He's just such like a nice dude.
He reminds me of the personality of President Palmer off 24.
Yes.
He's just kind of like a bigger, deep voice,
yeah,
chill guy. He is in the promo. They do show him in a promo on a date with Rachel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He just seems... His little intro was kind of stupid. Did I do that?
That was dumb.
Yeah, I hated that.
The Urkel 2 Stefan thing.
But once he came out, like, that was super chill. And
yeah.
I'm still all aboard the wheel train, and so count me in on that.
Me too. That might change next week, but yeah.
Yeah, it could change. But who's your top four again? We can do it at the end.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it at the end.
Deal.
All right, anything else about that before we do ABC moment?
Let's go for it.
Okay. So... Each week, we started this last season with Nick's season. We do an ABC moment to where each episode, we do a moment to where we say is the biggest moment that ABC intervenes.
Yeah.
The most staged moment, the most planned out, the most rigged moment. It could be anything.
Yeah.
So both of us give our ABC moment of what that is for that episode. Mine,
bring it,
is her knowing that Fred was the kid from third grade. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
I barely remember anything from third grade.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, just very seldom.
Yeah.
And she wasn't in third grade. She was in what? Eighth or ninth grade?
Eighth, ninth grade.
If you're in eighth or ninth grade, how are you going to remember what a kid looks like when he was in third grade?
Yeah. Correct.
And she acted like... She said, she's like, oh, I knew. As soon as he walked out of the limo, I knew that was him.
Yep.
I'm from third grade. And I'm like, you're so full of crap. No. You get all these bios beforehand. You know everything about these people.
Oh, so you think that she knows.
Okay.
How? Do you think that she like reads those questions?
I think she does.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
How? Okay. This is something I've always wondered. One night, she does a rose ceremony. How on earth does she hand out roses and say their names?
Well, like, what's interesting, so, like, after she talks with everyone, she says, all right, guys, I will be back in a little bit for the rose ceremony. So I think that she does the cocktail party, leaves for, like, an hour. She's just
studying the names.
Cramming to see who is who.
That would make sense.
And then I bet that she's in between every four roses, takes a break.
Yeah.
And tries to, like, think of these dudes' names.
Yeah, because that's my, like, one of my jobs is I work after school in this, like, program. And I have, like, 10 or 12 kids. I mean, it took me, like, a week or two to, like, know all of their names by heart.
Yes, correct.
And she's up there with 31 dudes.
Correct.
Handing roses and, like, saying their name out loud, like, Josiah. They have to walk down. Like, really? Like, okay.
Yeah.
But... Anyway, ABC moment. She knew all about Fred before he got out of that limo.
That's wild.
And no,
I
don't buy that.
But I thought, whenever she first saw him, I don't think she, like, remembered him.
So, well, she said she did. Well, when he got out of the limo, I knew that's Fred.
But no, so he, like, walked up, showed her the yearbook. She's like, oh, no, what year is that? And then he's like, yeah, that. And then later, she's like, I instantly remembered you. I don't think that was true. I think that afterwards, Chris Harrison comes over and gives her the lowdown.
Kind of like Nick saying, I think I
know. Kind of like Nick with Liz. I think
I've seen her before.
Yeah.
You slept with her.
Yeah.
I hope. Like,
yeah, exactly.
What's your ABC moment?
My ABC moment is Adam and the doll. The fact that he freaked out so much where she's like, hey, is Adam Jr. always going to be with us? And he's like, no. Like he it was 100% him just doing this. Like, the doll didn't look like him. It had no reason to be there. Like, it wasn't like he's like, yeah, I like dolls, or I'm a good artist and this looks like me.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. It's just like, I was in the limo and someone put it next to me and I'm like, yeah, sure. This sounds cool. So that's my, yeah. And with the whole champagne thing and like the voiceover and like,
oh, that was so bad.
And like, yeah.
Like last season when they had the haunted mansion.
Yes. Or like the blonde rake, the blonde, what's her name?
For Nick? Danielle?
The girl who talked like raccoons and like
Ashley S.
Ashley S. Yeah,
yes. Yeah. I remember her.
Yeah, where like all of that was blatantly
so stupid,
fake and dumb. But
of course, we could have both said ABC moment was Jonathan and Lucas making it.
Yes, I'm not even focusing on Lucas. Lucas is way out of my mind.
The fact that Jonathan and Lucas both got a rose.
Yeah.
The first night, yeah. And what, 8 dudes missed the cut and they made it. Like,
yeah. Poor Milton.
Poor Milton.
The thousands of dollars that
the
he
penguin,
wasted.
The tickle monster, and Waboom made it
over
these
him.
Guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some buy or sells.
All right, bring it.
Every week I give Michael 3 buy or sell statements or questions, and it's really simple. I just read him off something. He has to say, I buy it, I agree with it, or sell it. No, I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
First one, is Brian a legit contender?
Sadly, yes.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Top 3.
He's actually in my top 4. I don't want him to.
Ooh.
I just think that if you get the first impression rose,
yeah,
you're basically guaranteed top 4.
I'll say this about Brian. It's hard at this point in the season to say he's not legit.
Yeah.
He's the only dude that's kissed her.
Yeah.
He's the only dude that's gotten like for any type of special rose. So
and like the second rose giving, he's talking to her and she's like looking at him like she's like 13 years old, looking at her like lifelong crush.
Yeah.
It was weird because like Rachel's always like in control of her feelings and like,
yeah,
the like dominating kind of person. And right there, she just seemed like she was like mush.
Yeah. You could see it in her that she was just, it's like a spell was casted,
yes,
on her.
Yeah. So I think that she likes him. He's the opposite type of person that I want to be friends with, that
yeah,
I
yeah.
want to ever pursue. nothing about him is fun for
He's
me.
He's too cool for school.
Yeah.
All right. Second buy or sell question. Do you buy that the winner of the show will be over 30?
Ooh.
Hmm.
I feel like yes.
Okay.
Just because like we kind of talked about this earlier, or I think we did, where like Rachel has a real job.
Yeah.
And she's in a
this
life
is,
stage.
This
like
is not a Nick situation.
Yeah, like she can't date someone who wants to be like an Instagram model. Like she needs someone who like has a real job.
Yeah.
And
she's like a part of, like Josiah, I think it's Josiah. Yeah, Josiah brought it up. He said, man, I thought it was really cool. Like you're part of this organization,
yeah,
this association.
Yes.
And like, I mean,
yeah,
she's like planted. Like,
yeah.
I don't think she's leaving Dallas.
Yeah.
But she could. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think she needs like an established person to kind of balance her out.
Unless she is okay with getting a Nick that is going to be a stay-at-home Instagrammer.
I hope not.
I don't think she will be.
I truly hope not.
But
because I've written Brady way off of my list. That's for sure. That.
Oh, there's some Hollisters in Dallas.
Yes. Yes.
Or Abercrombie.
There's some model agencies. That's for sure.
Last question.
Bring it.
Buy or sell Anthony, Dean, or Peter.
Yeah.
Will be in the top 3.
Oh, top 3?
Buy or sell that one of those 3 will be in the top 3.
I'm going with a no.
So no, Anthony, Dean, or Peter will not be in the top 3.
No. I think that Dean has the strongest chance, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Dean is my Jared. Like, I think Dean is the Jared, the new Jared of, hey, you're just going to be a nice, like, kind of, not really kid, but, like, Jared always felt that Well, it feels like Dean's like...
Wait, sorry. I'm taking this back because Dean is only 25.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm taking that back. No. I would go with Peter.
Peter has the best shot.
Over all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony Dean just is feels just too like awkward looking. Can't do it.
Dean just feels like it's, and I know it's kind of mean, but I feel like he's in a group of men and he's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I know. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Like if he's in a room with like Will and even like Brian and like some of these dudes, they're like, hey, I'm a man. And like Dean shows up, like Dean should looks like he would be at the frat party.
Yes.
Like correct. On the top row.
Dean's like, I just started doing my own taxes. Like, he's just in like a different
And he
life
does
stage.
Have the tat on his inner lip.
Wait, really?
Dean. Yeah. Remember, Dean has like tons of, he's like Triforce on his like, what, calf or something? Or?
Also, Triforce is from Zelda. That's what that's from.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Aaron told me about that. Shout out to Aaron for always coming in with the clutch information.
Is he a Zelda fanatic?
No, Aaron just knows more random information trivia than any human being I've ever met.
Like Jack Stone Legos?
Yes. Yes. He immediately sends me a picture of a Jack Stone Lego set. That's real.
That's real.
That's real. So it'll be hitting our Twitter one of these days. A meme will be added.
Here comes Jack Stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the three buyer sales. And the last segment we always end every pod is our rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rip.
Rip.
To where we say goodbye to whatever contestant goes home. And the first week is obviously a big one. So we had Mojit. Poor Mojit.
Poor Mojit. Pour out a mojito for Mojit.
Bro, he is gone somewhere.
Yeah, there's always that one dude who just has too many drinks.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't Mojit, but... oh
poor guy. He was like our only like kind of Indian guy.
Yeah. They tried diversity.
Yeah, they tried it really hard.
Yeah.
Michael, this one kind of surprised me. The basketball player from Margaret.
I don't know. Nothing about him like stood out to me,
except his brownie joke.
Oh, he was the brownie guy?
Yeah. He tried really hard with a classic dirty joke.
Yeah.
And he jacked
it.
It
did not hit hard.
Grant, who got out of the ambulance. Yeah.
Oh. See, like, that was interesting, though, because Grant's like a doctor. Like, he's, or like something. He's a, like, ER person. He has, like, a real job.
Not a consultant executive.
Yeah, or some, like, recruiter person, like, whatever he's doing. So he had, like, a real job. And he was older, and he still didn't get it. No, I didn't think he was, like, attractive or anything.
No, he was the one I wanted to punch off his picture.
Oh, yeah.
Milton, bye, Kobe.
Poor Milton.
The bro cried.
Yeah, maybe you can just look fly in all your suits.
Kyle. I have Kyle wrote down.
I actually have Kyle with two question marks because I don't remember anything about
him. I think he was the guy who said, you want to taste my buns or see my buns? And he brought out like the bread basket.
That was so dumb.
Yeah, that was Kyle.
All right, Red Riding Hood. I don't think that's going to win.
Poor Kyle. And then we had Rob.
Rob,
he went home.
Yeah, he's going to go be a professor.
Rob Bell.
Yeah.
And... then we had the Amish, Jedediah.
Jedediah.
He said, see ya.
Yeah, you're just not good enough, not good looking enough for the biblical references.
No, bro. Go back to the buggy.
Yeah.
And the last one was actually a dude we both kind of liked. You actually really liked him.
Rip.
Blake K.
Rip Asian Blake.
Yeah.
Man, you were in my top four, dude. You honestly were. You were in my top four. You were a Marine. You had this wonderful answer about your mom and your dad.
Yeah.
He was good looking. I honestly thought that his picture was better looking than he was in real life.
Okay.
So whenever I saw him in real life, I'm like, still very good looking dude.
Yeah.
But, meh, like he's not like as like exactly. world renowned as I thought.
As you thought.
Yeah.
Well, that's eight guys.
That's all the guys.
So that takes us down.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that takes us down to what, 23 left? If we had 31?
Sure.
Yeah. 23 left.
23.
We have some. So, to clarify, who's your top four?
My top four, all right, is Will.
Okay.
DeMario.
Ooh.
I know. Blake. Blake, what am I talking about? No, Blake. Sorry. Hold up, world. I'm getting...
So on the ESPN Fantasy app, you can change your top four up until a certain
A few more
date.
Weeks. Sorry. Not Blake. So I have Brian.
Okay.
Just because he got the first impression rose.
Yeah.
Hopefully something in the next 2 weeks will change that.
Columbia and Cairo.
All right. DeMario, full of potential. Full of potential. So cocky. Kenny, the wrestler.
Oh.
The kind-hearted wrestler.
Yeah, he's pretty chill. I like him.
And Will. The really smiley, nice guy who I don't know why he's in my top four. But I have him winning my final rose for no reason. So. Yeah.
Hey, I like him.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, mine is Will. Also, Will is my winner. And then I have Josiah.
Okay.
So
yes.
You have cocky DeMario. I have cocky Josiah.
Yeah.
So we can battle that one out.
Yeah.
And then I have Jack Stone.
Oh, my gosh.
This is still my top four going into the first episode. Yeah, so I'm going to keep it for a little bit.
Okay. That's all.
I have Jack Stone. And then my last one is Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, Isaac, you got to change that, bro. You got to change that.
Who am I
going
to put in there, though?
Dude, Fred's going home in like 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know who to put in there right now.
Dude, you could put Dean in.
Oh, Lord, no. I don't want the little
Fred.
Kid.
You could put Peter in. You can put a lot of guys in.
I just
put Brian in.
Yeah, I need to put Brian in.
Yeah, he got the first rose.
I'd be stupid not to put Brian in right now.
Brian.
Well, the little promo at the end, that was kind of cool. It showed, I asked the Anthony, Dean, and Peter question because they show the preview, and it's kind of a preview for the whole season after the first episode on Monday night. And, you know, there's us two, and our wives. We're sitting there pushing pause like every 5 seconds.
Trying to go through every scene.
Who's in that scene right there?
Yeah.
And so much footage of Anthony, Dean, and Peter.
Yeah.
In like a different country or something. So that means they have to last.
Being like in Europe, in like icy places. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like.
So they're sticking around for a while.
At least a bit.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked those two questions. But, well.
All right.
Got anything else?
I'm good.
Good first episode.
Yeah.
It's always one of my favorite. I think it is my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Of every season is the limo.
Yes. That's why we named our podcast Out of the Limo. Yeah.
It's our favorite one. Now it kind of gets to the nitty gritty and.
Now this is where the drama starts.
Yeah. ABC really tries hard with the drama stuff. And so you have to try to figure out what's real, what's not.
Yeah. Because this is where Lee, the bad singer-songwriter. Is like it looks like for the next few weeks he'll be our new villain.
Yeah, he definitely looks like a villain.
Yeah, so his stupid hair.
Him with his guitar.
Yeah.
All right. Leave us a comment, review something on iTunes.
Yeah. Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet at us. We have fun. We live tweet during the episode.
Hopefully, I didn't say anything.
I don't think you did this time.
Too over the line. We'll see. We'll see.
We have some fun stuff, and we look forward to next time.
All right.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.